Evening, everybody. I'd like to thank Joan and Jimmy for the opportunity to come out and do this for a second year in a row. It's really a privilege to come out and read. And I want to thank Don for recording it, because I was able to go back and listen to my recording from last year. And so everything I'm going to do tonight, I did not do last year, which might be good for you, but it scares me to no end. But anyway, these are all new poems. So for those of you who don't know me, I write very short, brief, haiku-like poems. That's the good news. The good news is that if it's painful, it passes quickly. Last night, I got the bad news that my favorite aunt passed away, and so I'm doing this in her memory. Her name is Julie, so this is for Julie. You've all heard of sound-alike products, things like the iPad, right? And cola with a K and things like that. Well, this first piece is inspired by that. It's three words. Sound-alike product, America. The next 2.5 poems are, thank you. It was spelled with a K, so they can't sue. Next 2.5 poems are butterfly poems. The first one, the big picture, sunset, butterfly. The next one is called the butterfly affect. It's a little longer, 10 lines. It's real long for me. Focusing on the dainty, powerful motion of the gold-black wings of a butterfly, we miss the fact that it has settled on the corner of an advertising sign on the marble floor of the cavernous hall of Grand Central Station in the city of New York, on a spinning planet, threading through a universe likewise in motion, and we are on our way. This is the half a butterfly poem. Little tail, twitching and gone, this world. This next poem is for all the poets out there, whether you write or not. Still searching for that one word, weeping willow at dusk. This is for the poets too. Coming through cracks in cement everywhere, this poem. Next poem is for Richard Brautigan. I don't really quite know why. I've written 3 Richard Brautigan poems over the last year. He's been dead for a quarter of a century. But there you have it, for those of you who remember Richard Brautigan. This is called Star Fishing with Richard Brautigan. Again, it's a little longer, 2 verses. This morning I saw Richard Brautigan, balding, with long, stringy blonde hair and a sad little paunch, standing in front of Section 8 housing, gazing serenely at the sky. We know, you and I, what he was looking for. And we know, yes we do, right where he'll find it. For a long time, I've been trying to write the perfect short penis poem. Oh, wait. What did I say? The perfect short poem about a penis. But it's been written already, actually, by Sharon Olds. If anyone has ever read Sharon Olds' poem, The Pope's Penis, if you haven't, rush right out and read it. This is a little more serious, brief. Looking down at foreskin bunching up, my father, uncut, alive. This is a self-help poem. I always like to do at least one self-help poem per reading. It's a community service. You say you're lost, but look, see? Mr. Ant knows the way. This is a monostitch. It's a one-line poem. This is for Julie. Bit of grit and, oh, oil in the ash. This is for you. Today, just letting it be, the flower picks you. Sometimes I think technology has just gotten too good, and that's what this is about. I think everybody here, or many of the people here, probably have done this. Google satellite picture. Someone else's home now. This is another big picture poem. Show me yours, and I'll show you mine. Sun, moon, stars. This is a brief poem about a slug. This is for me. Slime trail. Glancing back at the glinting. Next three poems, there's two bird poems with a cat poem sandwiched in between. Spiteful and ungenerous, the blue jay knows you. And some cats just can't really make themselves believe that humans aren't stupid. That's what this is about. Kitten, stinking of lilac, fooling no one. And the other bird poem. Chirping cardinal, your lips forming the words. This is four monostitch, four single line poems. The first is a found poem. Guardian self-storage, indeed. The next one is not quite right, the perfect note. And the third one. Hidden in everything, plain sight. And another bird poem. Sparrow's little singing lesson, bee, leave. I was going to say that this is something poets don't usually write about, but Madeline beat me to it today. Sort of. Just as you're wiping your ass, that thought. There's some things we can't do without. Without love, dewdrops ignored. And a poem about this room. Work the room, whispers the wind to the pine, and the river answers yes. And one last poem, since my partner snuck in late, this is for her. She loves trees, and Pittsburgh has some of the most amazing American sycamore trees, plane trees. I have to remember it because I didn't write it down, but it's short. Sycamore, moving 100 ways, One Breeze. Thank you very much.